In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. If the priest were to descend from the altar with gold and distribute at the communion rail gold in great quantities to anyone who approached the communion rail, you would say that that would be a wonderful thing. And that no matter how many times in your life you approached the communion rail, the priest came and gave you gold. Lots of gold. You would say, he's a very kind man. He gives us wonderful things. And many people would come to the communion rail to receive the gold. But our blessed Lord today, for you little children and for everyone who will be at the communion rail, is like a man who gives us riches. He gives us good things and very valuable things, things which never get used up, which never go away, and cannot be taken away by thieves or by moths. Now, yesterday, as you know, we had a garage sale. And those things were sold for a very low price. Some things were sold for 25 cents. Some things were sold for 10 cents. Yet when those things were purchased in stores, they cost a lot of money, perhaps $25 or $50. And we see then how worthless the things of this world are, that in a very short time their value is practically nothing, and people don't care about them any more than to spend 25 cents. And so our blessed Lord is much better to us, much kinder to us, by giving us things that no one can ever take away, that will never lose their value, but rather will go up in their value, and which no moth, no rust, nor any other corruption can take away. And this great gift is his own body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, which brings with it the gifts of sanctifying grace and all of the virtues attached to it. And these are the things that make us happy, because we have souls like angels. Because we have immortal souls, we are like angels. And these things make us happy. And that is why the martyrs gave up their own lives, not only their family and their friends and all of the good things that they possessed, but their own lives, in order to have what God gives us and what you are receiving today. Our Lord, in giving us the Blessed Eucharist, is like a doctor who is giving us the medicine of resurrection. Just as we must sleep in order to get better when we are sick. So when we have received Holy Communion before we die, we will sleep in death, but we will rise again with a glorious body, just like our Lord Jesus Christ. If you were to take the seed of an apple and put it into the ground, in a few short days, an apple tree would come up. So also, if you take the little host that contains the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our risen Lord, only one thing can happen when that seed of resurrection and eternal life is placed in you. Only one thing can happen, and that is that you also rise with Him with a glorious body to be with Him forever in heaven. Our Lord is so full of life and so full of resurrection that if you receive Him, the natural result will be that you rise and be glorious with Him. Our Lord is like your best friend who is calling you and who wants to be with you and to have your company. He waits in the tabernacle for you. Saint Alphonsus Liguori said that God loves us so much that it is as if He could not be happy unless He had our friendship. He does so much in order to bring us to Himself. It is as if He could not be happy unless He had our friendship. And so in the tabernacle, our Lord does not speak, but He places Himself there so as to say, "Come to me, please. I want to see you. I want to be with you." Our Lord is like your best friend who is suffering, bleeding, because in the Holy Eucharist, He is in the sacrament of His passion and death. And so when we look upon Him in the host, we should think about Him crucified. We should think about His heart that is pierced with a lance. That is the flesh of His heart primarily, pierced with a lance for our salvation. And just as you would never turn away from your friend who was bleeding and hurt, so also you should never turn away from our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. God is power. He is majesty. God is judgment and justice. But in this holy sacrament of the altar, He has chosen to hide His power, His majesty, His justice and His judgment, and only to show Himself in love and humility. The only thing we see in this God of the universe, this King of all ages, is love and humility when the priest brings Him down to you in the little host. In the Holy Eucharist, our blessed Lord becomes our humble and faithful servant in the same way that He washed the feet of the apostles on the night before He died. He becomes our devoted friend and our generous benefactor. You know how much your fathers love you. Well, our Lord loves you more. And you know how much your mothers love you. our Lord loves you more. And you know, my dear children, that our Lord would like you to come and receive Him every day. He is there always for you. And it is so easy to do this. All you must do is be in the state of grace and not eat for a few hours. That's the only thing that is required of you to receive this most wonderful gift that you could possibly get in the whole world. That's all. And so the only thing that will separate you from Him is sin. And if we commit a mortal sin, you know that we cannot go to Holy Communion unless we have first confessed. But even after mortal sin, and even after you have committed, God forbid, many, many mortal sins, even if you have committed thousands and thousands of mortal sins, our Lord will receive you back just as He would today when your souls are innocent of sin. He will receive you back and forgive you if you confess. And He will forgive you with love, which is true and deep forgiveness. Today is the day of your first Holy Communion. Today is the day when you begin your spiritual life. The Church gives you first Holy Communion as soon as she can. As soon as you know that that is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that you can begin your spiritual lives. And my dear children, no matter what you do in life, whether you should become a doctor or a lawyer, whether you should become the President of the United States, whether you should become a priest or a nun, whether you should be married or single or in the religious life, it doesn't matter what you do. You must have a spiritual life. And you must go to heaven. And so today you begin that grand and glorious march to God in your spiritual lives. But with this knowledge that you have of the goodness and mercy of God in the Holy Eucharist comes also the knowledge of good and evil. It means that you can commit sin. Now you know what is right and what is wrong. You are no longer little babies. Little babies do things that are wrong. But we don't hold those things against them because they do not know what they're doing. But you know what you're doing, and you may sin. And so your parents look upon you today with great joy, but also with a certain fear. A fear that you may not stay on the right path. A fear that you may not die in the good graces of Almighty God. But today, resolve with all of your hearts, my dear children, never to offend our Lord Jesus Christ by a single mortal sin. And may Blessed Mary, the Mother of God, who loves you more than your own mothers, forever protect you from sin. And may your fervent and daily reception of the Holy Eucharist be accompanied by a fervent and daily devotion to Mary, It is not possible, perhaps every day, to receive our Blessed Lord in the Holy Eucharist, but it is possible every day to be devoted to our Blessed Lady, to turn to our Blessed Lady in prayer, and to consecrate yourself to her. Every day you can do that. Even if someone should throw you into a prison and throw away the key, you can pray to our Blessed Lady. And so may we ever consider that day lost on which we have not praised the Mother of God. There is no house more splendid or more comfortable for our Blessed Lord than the house of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is the house of gold, the tower of ivory, the spiritual vessel of devotion, as her litany calls her. She is the Ark of the Covenant. And by your daily devotion to her, you will obtain the grace to forever be worthy vessels of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.